It's time for Radio Cals, a weekly program from the Central Arkansas Library System. Every Wednesday from 6 to 6:30 p.m. here on KABF 88.3 FM, we'll share with you conversations with interesting Arkansans on primary sources, Chewing the Fat with Rex and Paul, and much, much more. We invite you to let us know what else you want to hear by contacting us at radiocals@cals.org. This program is presented by the Butler Center for Arkansas Studies and the CALS Communications and Public Relations Department. For more information about Radio CALS, please visit the Butler Center's blog at butlercenter.org.
It's time for Chewing the Fat with Rex and Paul, a regular feature on Radio CALS. That's Rex Nelson, who is senior editor and columnist for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette and who writes the food blog Southern Fried, and Paul Austin, who is the executive director of the Arkansas Humanities Council, talking about Arkansas food, festivals, and folks.
This is KABF in Little Rock, 88.3, the voice of the people in Central Arkansas.
Time for another edition of Chewing the Fat. I'm Rex.
And I'm Paul.
And we got a little old-time religion recently.
I mean, it was fantastic. I was telling someone I may leave and go to the ministry. But Rex, now, I've been admonished by the powers that be that if I don't mention an event that happened about on July the 8th, it's going to be rough living at the Austin household. So I have an announcement.
Okay.
Our son Josh and the lovely Candace, our beautiful daughter-in-law, are the proud parents of Wyatt Parker Austin, born July the 8th in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
And you know the most wonderful thing about this?
What's that?
You can't show photos on the radio. That's the most wonderful thing.
Well, I haven't shown photos very often. I'd say about 400 times a day.
Yeah.
For those that are interested.
Yeah.
Turns out people are becoming less interested. I don't know.
Yeah, and then, you know, when he retires, we'll be getting slideshows of his European vacation. We know what's next, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Here it comes.
Congratulations, though.
Thank you. We're very proud.
Congratulations.
But, yes, old-time religion. I mean,
the Davidson Camp Meeting, the oldest such event in Arkansas, one of the oldest in the country, seeing that this is the 133rd annual camp meeting. Always goes late July, early August. Down in southwest Arkansas, out in the woods, beautiful woods, between Arkadelphia and Delight.
Yeah.
It's west of Arkadelphia. You get off the interstate there the way that we came down. And
suburb of Hollywood.
Exactly. Near Hollywood, Arkansas. Yeah. Absolutely. In a beautiful stand of woods. And I think the closest thing that you could find to this, I don't think you can find anything else quite like it in Arkansas, would be actually a secular event, which would be the famous Neshoba County Fair in Mississippi. Yeah. Because like the Neshoba County Fair, there are the wooden cabins at the Davidson Campground that date back generations in the same family. And I guess they're probably over 100 cabins. I don't think you were expecting that big a community out in the woods.
Not at all. And these are rustic cabins. And nothing's painted. I'm sure that's they're not allowed to. If you're going to build a cabin, which there's space to build some new ones, it has to meet the aesthetic tradition of the camp. And so this is roughing it even in terms of a cabin. But I was flabbergasted when I walked into this. I'd seen pictures of the Brush Arbor, which is a nice covered pavilion. But the cabins and all of that, it was just unbelievable. People everywhere and kids running around and just fantastic.
Yeah. Blake Batson, who is the prosecuting attorney for Clark County, and his father was my scoutmaster when I was growing up. But Blake told us that now not everybody, of course, stays all 10 days, but there will be about 600 people
yeah.
spend the night at one time or another right. out there, either yeah. in the cabins or the RVs, and there are two large RV parks, too.
Right. And if you want to, well, there are some people that build a sort of a shell of a cabin that meets the requirements.
And pull the RV in.
Pulls their RV in. So you look through the, you know, there's no... insulation on these cabins. You can like look through the cracks, and you look through, and there's a nice new RV. The folks are living in the RV and cooking in the RV, but they all have front porches, and people are all out on the front porch, just in hammocks and chairs, and sleeping and napping and visiting. Kids are running around on bicycles. It was one of the, I believe it was Mr. Wingfield's son.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Roger Wingfield.
Roger Wingfield yeah. was talking about how they're. Kids love it. And he said, our four-year-old, we've seen him twice. Oh, there he goes now on a bicycle. They just yeah. turn him loose.
Bicycles everywhere. And I guess for parents in the modern times, I would think that one of the best things about it is there's no cell phone reception
no
down
cell phone
there.
At
so
all.
So your kid doesn't have a yeah. phone in his face yeah. the whole time.
Well, Roger told us that they were 200 feet lower than Hollywood.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you there's no cell Evidently, though, they said there's one place somewhere the teenagers find a place that has a little bit of a connection, and sometimes they'll gather around that. But no phone calls, no
yeah,
Facebook.
No, it's down in the Ternor Creek bottoms. And I told you that's how you pronounce it in Clark
yeah,
County. It's
yeah.
Ternoir is the French for black earth,
right,
T-E-R-N-O-I-R. But Ternor is how you
yeah.
say it if you're
yeah.
from Clark County. And it's on the upper part of the creek. Now, that creek turns, and you've crossed it down between Gurdon and Prescott near
right.
where it runs
yeah.
into the Little Missouri River.
Big creek
and it's
there.
A bottomland creek there.
Yeah.
But up here, in this part, it's just starting. It's spring-fed and some of the most beautiful water you'll ever
crystal
see.
Crystal clear water. And it was, you know, not rushing fast water, but just a great place to turn the kids loose and let them wade the water. And they'd had a baptism that morning.
Had a baptism that morning in the creek, yeah.
You know, it was just... It was almost like
yeah. a step back in time.
Step back in time. Very nostalgic for me.
Yeah, really.
Beautiful spring. And the main spring that they've sort of encased in something so that it bubbles up, obviously a powerful spring, and the water was just
cold.
Ice cold.
Yeah, yeah.
Unbelievable.
And they suggest these days that you don't drink out of it, but you sure wanted to, didn't you?
I did.
As cold
I wanted
as that
to.
Water
yeah.
was. Yeah.
I thought, well, since I drank out of that rusted up mess at
Ravenden Springs,
why
yeah.
not do this? But I better not. There were kids around. And I thought they might follow my example. We'd all get sick.
Now, this camp meeting runs for 10 days, and I know a lot of people, because, again, those are my stomping grounds down in that part of the state. I know that a lot of people. Traditionally take their whole vacation and spend the whole time out there. We talked to the Hunter family who had people come from several states
right.
As
yeah.
they were on the porch. Now, some of the cabins are nicer than others. Some are two stories. You can put air conditioners.
You can put air conditioners, yeah.
In
they
the
do
cabin,
have power.
So we will note that. Yeah, yeah, they've got power down there.
I don't think any of them are plumbed.
No, but there are 22 commodes and
22
28
commodes.
Shower stalls,
exactly
I think we
right.
were informed.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was the other way around.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah,
so that
sure.
wasn't bad.
Yeah.
But
got community bathrooms and showers.
But so. Not all of them had air conditioning.
Yeah.
And they all had fans, it appeared, because at least the fans would keep the mosquitoes away. But, of course, the weather was great.
It was a delightful night.
Very
it didn't
wonderful.
Feel like August in Arkansas
no.
the night we were there. And a lot of people on their porches really enjoying it. And, hey, hate to tell off. I'm not going to call anybody but name. But it was so comfortable. Some of those people didn't leave their porch and come
no,
to the 7:45 p.m.
not.
Service, did
they did
Bob?
Not. They were kicked back. They could hear, I'm sure. I'll say this. The preacher had a strong voice.
Yes, he did.
So
they probably could hear across the grounds.
Probably heard all of it, yeah.
Yeah, the preacher's the Reverend Carlton Cross, who's at Salem Methodist Church, and not the Salem in North Arkansas,
right.
but the Salem community near Benton and Bryant yeah. in Saline County. And he's doing all 10 days, so he has to prepare 21 sermons.
21
for this
sermons.
Event.
Yeah.
yeah.
Pretty amazing. And, you know, we had decided that, well, our plan was to, we wanted to see the place and visit and do the singing maybe, then we'd slip out. Well, we had potluck with the First Methodist Church of Arkadelphia, ate with the preacher, and we both agreed, well, we're going to have to stay for the preaching.
Yeah, since we ate with the preacher, now
yeah.
we've got to stay and listen
we were
to
committed.
Him. That was kind of required.
But
at
it
that
turned
point.
Out great, didn't it?
It did. We got our golf cart tour of the grounds. The chairman is Austin Wingfield, who coming up in a few weeks, because I'm about to turn 58, and of course I started driving at 16, so he would have been my insurance agent now for 42 years, Paul. I still have insurance with the same guy. Never changed it. State Farm Insurance.
And he's Austin sort of Greenfield. Like the chairman of the board or something, obviously in charge.
And Austin recently celebrated 60 years with State Farm, so I wanted to mention him. He is one of the 20 longest-serving State Farm agents in the country.
In the country, yeah.
And as you know, there are thousands and thousands of State Farm agents in the country.
And but his family's been going there for
Roger, that you mentioned, was his son. They've got family cabins there. So it's a real family tradition. So we took our tour, and then, well, I got a tell-off on us. You know, we did confess to the sin of gluttony during the service a little later on. We were told that the hand-dipped ice cream at the commissary was a must.
Yeah.
So we did go and partake of some of the hand-dipped ice cream.
Rex, you have to give us credit. We initially decided that we wouldn't do it because we were going to have the potluck supper, and that would be too much. But it took us about, 5 seconds?
By an old buddy of mine that I went from the 1st through the 12th grade with, Ricky Arnold, and his wife Karen. And they've got, what they have, 20 flavors? But they've run out of a few.
They've run out of a few already,
It's getting middle of the week.
I had the black walnut, double scoop of black walnut. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
And I had the butter pecan.
Fantastic. And he's the fire chief?
He's the Arkadelphia fire chief, absolutely. But again, takes his vacation, takes 10 days out there, and he and his wife run the commissary. So after eating the ice cream,
appetizer.
We go to the potluck. The ladies of the First Methodist Church of Arkadelphia, as you said. And, again, it was straight out of a trip to the past. I mean, you had all the events you would expect to have at a church, all of the items you would expect to have at a church potluck. Let me see. There was fried chicken. There were lots of deviled eggs.
Multiple
there were green
varieties.
Beans and potatoes you could tell were right out of the garden. There were sliced tomatoes you
Fresh
could tell were right
tomatoes,
out of the garden.
Potato salad.
There were sliced cucumbers right out of the garden. There were homemade pickles. What am I leaving out? Macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese that was obviously not Kraft out of a box. I mean, this was grandma made this. Desserts, key lime pie, peach pie, and Miss somebody's famous cinnamon rolls.
Miss Cox,
Miss Cox cinnamon rolls that were fantastic. And fried chicken, of course. We just piled it on like pigs and ate every bit of it. And went back for seconds. I did.
And I didn't want the preacher to feel self-conscious because he did go back for seconds.
I would say he's enjoyed his food over the years.
If you like to eat, this is the event you want to go to, because here's their newsletter. And you will notice here, meals for the preacher. They feed him three times a day, and he goes to different cabins, different family cabins.
And, you know, he has to go.
For 10 days.
You don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Yeah, exactly. So it's required.
He's well fed.
If you like to eat and you preach, I think this is the event you want to do in the summer.
Well, Rex, I was tickled at when before we ate, we were riding around with the prosecuting attorney, and he was doing stuff, showing us things. And one of the ladies came out and flagged him down and was really serious. Hey, we need to get that garbage done. We need some new ones. The First Methodist Church of Arkadelphia is coming.
Couldn't have the ladies embarrassed out there.
Embarrassed,
clean
this place up.
Overflowing. Yeah. Which he did. He said, yes, ma'am. Right?
We interrupted our tour and went and got it.
Went and got trash bags at that point.
But I thought it was sweet, frankly, that they – so where we had the potluck was also outside, but it was newly covered.
Long pavilion.
And they had new fans and new lighting. And so I guess it was Mr. Baston's father that had passed away.
Right, who worked for the Rural Electrification.
And that's
South Central Arkansas Electric Co-op. So,
people
they
gave
wired
money,
it very nicely in his
honor.
They
paid for the wiring, and it has his name on that. It's got that concrete table. It was wonderful. And, of course, we just sat around and told stories with the preacher and some of the old gentlemen that you knew, the guy that owned the
Eddie
radio
Graham,
station.
Who owned KVRC and KDEL for many years, no longer does, but owned the Arkadelphia radio station.
And I visited with an old gentleman who, he said, hey, do you know Mark Crist? I said, well, I sure do. And
Charles
he was a
Todd,
Civil War guy.
And very active in the Clark County
in the
Historical
Clark County
Association.
So it was just, I mean, of course, you knew almost everybody there, but it was really one of these Arkansas experiences where you think, you know, Arkansas is one one step away from
and
everybody.
And I was even allowed to speak. I don't think I saved any souls, Paul, but I gave it my best shot.
Well, Rex, you never know. You know, this we may should call this morning and see if there's an evangelical movement that started. I don't know.
Now, there is every night there is a 6:45 mini concert, I guess you can call it. They have different groups every night. We had a lady from over at Hot Springs playing the piano who was just wonderful.
Just wonderful.
And then the evening service is at 7:45, but they get you through by 8:30. And then everybody goes and buys ice cream at the commissary.
You know, we started the sort of the sing-along that at 6:45, and which was fantastic. All the old, you know, they had the old hymnals and had funeral home fans. And
right.
It was just classic. And just the old songs that you and I were raised with in the Baptist church, all of them. And the song leader is former county judge of Hot Spring County. And
right.
Like
Paul
80-something years
been
old.
For just 27 years.
Singing and the piano
player. And before
player
him,
great.
Randall Mathis, who was a longtime Clark County judge, used to direct
the music.
The music. There. Yeah.
It was just, it was fantastic. And then when the actual service started, we had another piano player came up and they had the regular scripture of a service. But so we got through with the singing and the pastors announced at 8:15. I thought, oh, Lord, it'll be 9 o'clock before we get out here. Nope, 15 minutes. Had an altar call very quickly and we were done.
We were done.
Everybody headed to the ice cream parlor.
And we were back on the road after a really, really neat evening.
It was just a fantastic evening. It was very nostalgic for me, particularly the music, but it was not what I was expecting. I don't know what I thought I was expecting.
I don't think
but
I could spend
that.
10 nights, but I'd like to spend the night out there
sometime.
Too.
Yeah.
I think it would be fun to get up when it was still cool early in the morning, a little fog in the woods, and bacon fried in those cabins. You know the breakfasts have to be good.
It's fantastic.
There.
And these cabins are really close together, so there's a real communal sense, and of course everybody knows everyone, and you can see multiple generations. One of the ladies that came for the service evidently had been the piano player for years, and she since retired, and they were helping her get out of her car and acknowledged her, and it was just a wonderful evening.
You know, kids, I mean, by the dozens and dozens, well, maybe hundreds even, on bicycles with no cell phones again.
Right.
In bathing suits, swimming in a creek. That's just not what you see
you
in 2017 anymore.
No. I tell people, I'm from Imboden. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Imboden, Arkansas.
I think that was mentioned down at the Davidson campground.
I think it was. I managed to work that in, Well, you know, on Saturdays particular, or in the summer, we would get up and get on our bicycles and not come home at all. Play down on the river and in the creeks and we wouldn't let Josh ride the bicycle down to the pool in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
And so seeing these kids do this, which I guarantee you they don't do that in Arkadelphia.
Yeah, no.
And to see them just to roam free and the parents feel okay about that was really a cool evening.
And one of the most wonderful parts for me, Paul, unlike some of our previous outings this summer, is because there's so many people down there and it was so beat down. I didn't have any new chigger bites
the
next morning,
no,
did you?
No, neither. Not a one.
Yeah.
It was cool.
We had picked up chiggers at Paris and Belleville earlier this summer. But
it was cooler. Maybe or they'd been there all week and the chiggers were full. They just eaten everybody.
I think they've just chased them all off. The ground's so beaten down.
Well,
it's the Davidson campground, and this
wonderful
again,
experience.
The 133rd annual camp meeting. So Austin Wingfield, Blake Batson, thanks for the invitation.
Just do a great job down there. I was privileged to be there.
Well, we made it to the Peach Festival for a second consecutive year. Now, you had been up seeing the new grandbaby,
grandson,
so
right,
you came
right.
down and your wife let you off there. We met in Russellville. Of course, I use that as an excuse, Paul, to get up a little early and have breakfast at the counter at the Old South in Russellville, which, again, is a step back in time, one of my
really
favorite
is.
Old school places
it
there.
Really is,
when my dad used to sell sporting goods all over the state, when he was up that way, that was one of his favorite stops. And so it's really stepping back in time, but I'm usually there with somebody else, so it was the first time in a long time I'd set up on one of the stools. You know, you talk about really going back in time.
Now, and, they're not just in Russellville, or is
they
that
are
the
now.
One
they there are used now. To be one in Fort Smith, and used to be several others, but now just in Russellville. And then we headed up to the Peach Festival, and unlike the Davidson campgrounds a few weeks later when the weather was nice, Peach Festival, for a second straight year, seemed to be about 110 degrees at with least. 99% humidity.
At least. It was really, really hot. But there was a crowd of people all over downtown Clarksville.
Yeah, and this year Peach Pick in Paradise had their peaches there on the square, on the Johnson County Square, by the courthouse, so we didn't have to go out to the orchard.
And I got two big bags of peaches, and Rex, I just finished the last peach, in fact. These were so good, I didn't even sugar them down. I just cut them up and ate them with ice cream. They were so sweet, naturally
they
sweet.
They are really, really, really good, the Johnson County peaches. Now, I kind of had a peach off at my house because at the same time, our friend Nate Coulter, who likes to mention he's from Nashville about as much as you like to mention you're from Imboden, had brought me Nashville peaches. And, of course, those scrappers down there claim their peaches are superior.
Well, of course.
I liked them both. I'm not going to take sides, let me tell you. But I had the Howard County peaches and the Johnson County peaches both in my refrigerator at the same time.
Good year for the peaches.
Alternate. Oh, great year for Arkansas peaches.
You know, those were Clarksville peaches we had at the at Davison.
Yeah, they had those last night.
They had
somebody
the Clarksville
had brought them
peaches,
down. Yeah.
Yeah. Great peaches.
Oh, so anyway, we made it away from the Clarksville Square with fresh peaches from Peach Pick in Paradise. Peach butter. Have you had any of that?
Yes, it's delicious.
It is good.
Really
that
good.
That we bought. Peach pies that we bought. And we were drinking peach iced tea, so we did the full peach money, if you will, there on the courthouse.
Well, we stopped by a little storefront church that we'd stopped in last year. When we walked in, the people remembered us, and they were selling fried pies.
Fried
which
pies,
got
yeah.
the fried pies. They also they have a catfish plate.
Uh-huh.
We didn't get that, but it looked good. A little
really
fundraiser
did.
For their church, and the fried pies were delicious. They were just, I think they were a dollar a piece,
mm-hmm.
just giving them away.
Oh, wonderful.
Now, next year, Rex, if we do that, I've been, the last two times, I've been feeling the siren call of a tattoo parlor. You know, you can get tattoos there. I think a peach tattoo.
All right.
Perhaps
I
on my
think
ankle.
It would be you.
Would be
you go over up in Lawrence County, probably.
Not sure, yeah.
So after that, for a second straight year, we headed up into the mountains, and you know there are some steep climbs in Arkansas. You can go up Mount Magazine. Mount Nebo is a really steep climb going up. Petit Jean's a pretty steep climb going up. But I'm not sure that there is a steeper climb, at least one with more switchback curves, than the road to Oak as you come out of Clarksville.
I think you're right. The views are more dramatic than the others, and if you're a passenger, you stay nervous that the driver is going to be looking off at the beautiful
views,
view, and we'll run off a mile-high cliff. So.
I kept my eye on the road.
You did very good. I was very pleased. But you're not going to speed, that's for sure.
Yeah. Given the mountain vistas, you notice that I volunteered to drive on this day because the other guy's been known to go to sleep
There's
at the wheel.
There's a disturbing trend with my driving, speeding and going the wrong way and that sort of thing. You don't want to go the wrong way on this road.
No.
Either up or down the mountain, because literally you are going over the mountain.
Yes.
And Oak isn't on top. It's on the other side of the mountain.
Right. So we get up there, and you show me the old oak at the school where you once attended a ceremony on behalf of the Arkansas Humanities Council.
Wonderful ceremony. They had a REACH grant, which was a grant that goes to teachers, and they had a huge, big public program celebrating the old oak tree that's in the heart of the school. And someone had determined, and I think there's a plaque there now that says it's over 300 years old. Some dispute about that, but the point is that they use this as an opportunity to talk about. I mean, you had, at this program, which has been several years ago, there was a senior that stood up and recited Emily Dickinson poems, and you thought, is this from Harvard? Who is this person? From Oak. And
from Oak.
As you know, that is not close to anywhere.
It's the middle of nowhere.
But they've got a beautiful, it is a beautiful old oak tree. I'm not sure it's 300 years old, maybe 150, but close enough. Who's counting?
As exactly. We'd like to say. Who's counting at this point?
Yeah.
And, of course, the classic Oak store, which, again, is not the oldest continuously operating restaurant in the state because it was just a store for most of its life. But it probably is among the oldest continuously operating businesses in the state in that It was founded in the 1800s. It's now a restaurant. It's very popular, especially with those riding motorcycles in the area, which there are always a lot on a Saturday. So they were standing outside the door. So we decided to go on and eat at Catapa. Now, unlike last year, and we discussed this at length a year ago, we had your son Josh with us last year, and we decided to do the burger challenge and do the giant burger at both.
Yeah.
At both OR and Catapa. Well, you ate all your burger at Catapa, but you thoroughly embarrassed Josh and me by only eating about two bites.
That was all I
and
could
even say. Having the owner ask you if everything was okay.
And I said, no, I'm dying.
At OR. So this year we only ate at one place.
I was very pleased
with our
moderation and temperance, frankly. Mm-hmm. I think our effort at dieting is showing.
Absolutely.
Well, maybe not. But we decided to not do OARC, but to go on down to Catapa, which is just a fascinating place. Because, as you know, the road out of OARC, the pavement ends, I don't know, a mile or so down the road, a couple of miles.
Right, right.
And then you continue on the gravel road. Then you turn off the gravel road on another dirt road to get to Catapa, which is not even, I don't even know why you call it a place, but obviously it is. But this restaurant is a place you're really going to be surprised when you get there.
And we thought when we got there, we said, well, we're going to have it to ourselves. We're going to be the only ones. Well, we walk in the door, and the owner and both of his parents were helping. Said, you're going to have to sit in the back room. We got a full house. It's like a full house. Well, there was an antique car club coming down from Northwest Arkansas.
From Northwest Arkansas. And had 25 people. So they put us in the back room, which was kind of cool, I thought. And the parents, actually, the cook didn't even, we didn't see him hardly. The parents waited on us. And in come these people from wherever they were from. They looked Bella Vista-ish to me. I don't know. I hate
well,
to judge.
Well, they did sound like they were from Chicago.
From off, I would say.
Exactly. Exactly.
But
they weren't raised in Imboden, based on that.
They were not raised in Imboden, no.
But we're happy to have them in Arkansas.
We're particularly spending their money.
Tax-paying residents now.
So these folks had called in advance and made arrangements for this boy to cook. I don't even know what all they had, cheeseburgers. And one of them flagged me down as we were leaving and asked me what I had and how did I like it. And it was a wonderful evening and special to be sitting in the back. And who would have thought that you would be a traffic jam in Catapa? You got to be going to Catapa.
You got to be going there. Absolutely.
And now, I think you could go on down the Catapa Road.
Yes, if you stay on the dirt, looking at my map, if you stay on the dirt, and we will do it one of these years, you can go on and connect with Arkansas Highway 21. So that will connect to a state highway.
Maybe we better
eventually.
Do it in Old Red, my pickup, rather than
Old
your
Red.
Car,
absolutely. Mine might be a little low. Now, I had the... For a second straight year, because it was so good last year, I had the Juicy Lucy, which is the cheese-stuffed burger. The cheese is stuffed inside the patty.
Turns out it's hot cheese, too.
Yeah, very hot.
And he tried to talk us out of it. He said, well, you know, that takes a long time. He was obviously feeling pressure, but you would not relent.
No, I wouldn't.
You persisted.
I wanted it again.
And I just had the regular burger, which was just with bacon, which is just gargantuan. And this is not a preformed patty.
Mm-mm.
The cook is back there mashing those patties with his hands and putting them on that grease-filled griddle, and it is fantastic. Fresh-cut fries, and in the middle of nowhere, you're out there
eating
this stuff.
It is the Catapa Cafe, and it's outside of OARC. That is a suburb of OARC.
Suburb of OARC. That's right.
OARC, as I'm told, so named because they would say we're so poor, we can't afford the Z. So you got Ozark a little down to the south, but this is OARC without the Z. Now, from there, we cut over to the Pig Trail,
which is
Highway 23.
We need to talk about it. I have some more news on this, too. You know, the bridge.
Oh, yeah. We
the
need
foot
to update
bridge.
People on the bridge that
and,
we
you know,
talked
was,
about at length last year.
It was
year.
Destroyed in this flood recently. Well, I've done some research, and there's some suspicion that maybe some people that were, shall we say, a bit overweight had walked across it last year and severely damaged the cabling, so that it became
after eating burgers at Catapa,
both places, and it became vulnerable to the flood. So I'm feeling kind of like maybe we were responsible for the collapse of that footbridge. I feel terrible.
You know, you would expect the sun maybe to be the one when you've got three dudes who are packing some pounds to say, let's do this. But no, a year ago it was you. Josh was the reasonable one saying, I'm not sure we want to do this.
No, Dad, keep walking. Dad, keep walking.
And then once we got in the middle of the suspension bridge and it was totally sagged and you're basically climbing up to the other side, then it got interesting.
Well, the bridge is there. Unfortunately, it's in the middle of the river now. And I don't know. Yeah. It doesn't look repairable to me.
No, no.
You've been listening to Chewing the Fat with Rex and Paul on Radio Cows, a production of the Central Arkansas Library System, its Arkansas History Department, the Butler Center for Arkansas Studies, and the Cows Communications and Public Relations Department. For more information, please visit cows.org and butlercenter.org. Our producer is Glenn Whaley. Production manager is Shelley Stormo. Voices by Jasmine Job and John Miller. Engineering and editing by Anna Lancaster and Shelley Stormo. Our executive producers are Leanne Blackwell Hoskin and David Strickland.
This is KABF in Little Rock, 88.3, the voice of the people in Central Arkansas.